Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 103. Today is Saturday, February 3rd, 2018. I am your host, Lita, and joining me over there
Yes. Is
my co-host, Stone.
Yes, hi.
I did it right?
Yep.
Hi, good morning. Hi. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Good evening.
Excellent.
You are outnumbered, so it's evening this week.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Still morning. Yeah. It's all good. Anyway, yes, I am outnumbered. I do know that, but that's okay. Today, we have a very special guest for you. We have got Le Grayson with us. Hey. Yay! How are you?
He's saying in chat that his audio is cutting in and out.
Oh.
I'm going to restart my... There we go. What about now? Maybe not. Maybe not. Yay. Podcasting gold.
Awesome.
Well, it was working, right?
It was working. Yeah, it was working fine. Exactly.
Well, he's not muted, though.
Anyway, we'll carry on. And
what do you want to do?
It's all good.
Do you want to go?
Yes.
Our weeks in WoW?
Yeah.
Or
let's do that while we're just sorting out some audio stuff. So no, it's no problems. Do you want? I'll tell you about my weeks in WoW. That's probably easier. That way we can just sort audio with Le Grayson. So I'll tell you about my awesome week. It's been so busy. So busy. It's crazy. I played my contest tune. My little human priest. I got it to 24. So that's not too bad. I was questing in Loch Modan. And that's pretty much it. And didn't really have too many problems, actually. It's been interesting. I kind of miss running over gray mobs, though. Does that make sense?
I believe it was Tiber. Tiber was saying that one of the things that he misses is that, you know, when you leveled up past a zone, you kind of, now you've lost that sense of power where, it's only that zone. Now I can just run through it really quick. That's not like that anymore. Right. So I do understand. Right. The doo-doo-doo sounds is Le Grayson trying to drop in and out to restart his audio and stuff.
Yeah. So. And the screen, don't mind, the screen's just playing. And
yes. Which we sort of fixed before.
Yeah. So everyone look at Stone and Lita Koala. That's it. I must admit, one of the things I did notice about Loch Modan, because Loch Modan is awesome for rares, I barely saw any up, and when I did, I was like, oh, okay, so what's, you know, come back when I'm questing. And within what normally an hour it used to be about a respawn, and there was no respawn, and I found that to be very weird. So I don't know, is you level higher, like have they cut the respawn down to work out with
I think Five Iron was actually saying that he was seeing that the respawn rate was a little bit wonky now.
Was, yeah. So, but I don't know. I've just found it really, really weird questing over there at this level, which is good, and it's not easy. It's definitely not easy questing. It can be a little bit, you know, a little bit interesting. But yeah, so I got it to 24. That's it. I'm done. Like, I'm done with the contest. I lost one, but my second one survived because the contest is done, people. Just remember.
And so, speaking of the contest, I need to do a little work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, you know, that's just how it goes. Yeah. So, Lita, it's all yours. I'm muting myself.
Okay. All right. Hey, Le Grayson. How are you? Have we got you back? No, not yet. Okay. All right. So anyway, let's talk about the history of coffee while we're here. I'm kidding. That would be hours, which at the moment we've got because both the boys are muted and I'm just going to talk. That sounds like a good plan. No, I won't do that. What we might do is, how about we just jump around the place? And
okay, there I'll we go. I'm sorted.
Done.
Okay. Yeah. So I've sorted my So there's just things. So yeah, it's done. It's done. It's finished. Yep. Okay. So the data's up there. It wasn't showing up, and I had to do something. And now it is.
Cool.
And now I have to keep the stuff there so that I know what the heck just happened.
Okay. Cool. Because we're going to do that shortly, but
yes,
but not yet. Five in the chat room says, yeah, it's more unpredictable. I'm assuming with the spawns for the rares and stuff. So yeah, it definitely feels like that. I mean, I've only been in a couple of zones. I don't know how you found it, Stone, but I've been, because you seem to be in the zone so much longer now, because mm-hmm. it's all the same level, so you don't, you know, go there, do, you know, like 80% of the quests and go. You're pretty much only doing 100% of the quests and then move on. So it's just been a bit weird. How about you? How did you find this week? What was your playing like?
I did up to I leveled my mage pretty much, and I got it from 11 to 18, and it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad when I realized how I should be playing my mage versus the normal way that you should be playing your mage. So, you know, when you get up to 4 arcane charges, you're supposed to do an arcane blast, right, or something like that, and just to get rid of the charges so you don't burn through your mana, right? But what I realized eventually was that, you know, just as long as I keep going with 4 stacks, I can kick the crap out of stuff. And because I can conjure my own food, mana's no problem, right?
Yeah.
So,
No, that's true.
Okay, so he's going to restart Skype, and that's no problem. All right.
No worries.
Get out of here, Bob. Like, Bob is, like, all up in my grill. Like, get out of here.
Well,
no. No.
He's like, show me some love.
Don't say that. Don't say all hail Bob, because he can hear you, and then he'll be like, oh, that means that I'm allowed to jump up on you. No. No.
Mage wasn't a contest tune.
No.
The mage was started a while ago.
Get out of here. He nipped me. He nipped me to be like, yo, like, just in case you didn't know I was here, because, you know, you're rubbing my head and trying to pet me. Just in case you didn't know I was there, here's a little bite. And it wasn't like a hard bite. It was like a nip, like, right? Like, hey, get out of here, man.
I was going to say, you know what's really cool? Hello.
Hi. Hello. Working now.
Yay.
It's working. Howdy. Welcome back.
I played.
like audio issues as we go live. It's always fun. So we understand, absolutely, don't we? Yeah.
I also blame Bob, because this cat.
It's, man, Bob's.
Jeez.
It's Bob's fault. I like it.
Man. Like, he bit me.
Okay. He did. Yeah, I know.
He nipped me. He's like, hey. 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 Yeah. I want some FaceTime.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. LeGrayson, welcome. Hello.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you got your stuff sorted. So otherwise we would have been, a bit stuck, but it's all good. So while we've got you here, so tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character. So who is LeGrayson?
LeGrayson.
You don't have enough time for that.
Yeah. Let me sum it up with, I play a warlock as my main, and there's a reason behind it. It's the insanity that is me. I'm a fellow podcaster myself, and in real life, I am a software engineer, so I spend a lot of time chasing tiny little things.
Nice. Okay, and you do a show with MacGyver, my friend MacGyver, Chaos Portal, which is awesome. So you said you're recording next week?
Yes. Little snafu in that I forgot to hit the button and we didn't realize till 2 hours had passed today.
Excellent. We understand that, so that's fine. But hey, look, these things happen. It's all good. All right. So tell us, how long have you been playing WoW?
2005, 2004. When did the alpha come out? I've been at it for a very long time. I think it was like late 2004, but
November 2004 November 2004 was the official launch.
Yeah.
So if you were in alpha, then significantly before that, where everything looked like crap.
Yes, I got to see the hideousness that was the former female trolls live on the server. So we'll not discuss that further.
All right. So then, when did you first start trying a challenge tune?
About 6 or 7 months ago. I didn't actually log onto the website and log one for about a month and a half ago. And unfortunately, my first one died.
Okay. All right. What did you make? What was the race and class that you made for your first one?
Troll Mage was my first one. And okay. Yeah, I play it a little differently on Iron Man than most people.
Yes. Yeah. So tell us about your current. You're only running one tune, which is an Iron Man. Yes.
Yes, I'm only running one, and it is a Tauren Hunter right now, named Bull Oni. Yes, I went there with it.
I like it. All right. And tell me how you play. So this is interesting.
I play it entirely first person.
Yes.
Which means that I have my headsets on, the sounds are cranked, because mm-hmm. that's my situational awareness, is to be able to hear a mob screaming behind me. Yes. It is definitely, you notice a lot of details when you do that you don't notice otherwise.
Okay.
There's a lot more ground clutter that when you zoom out, you don't get to see.
Yeah. So what was the reason for doing it in first person? Because normally, obviously, you don't normally play WoW in first person, correct?
Correct. I normally play it zoomed out for raids and what have you. But I figured this was supposed to be a challenge, so let's up the challenge.
Of course. All right. So... where are you at currently with Bologna?
Bologna, yes. I'm just getting ready to leave Mulgore finally, so.
Oh my.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about to get real fun.
Okay. All right. So what has been your fondest challenge memory, like with what you've done so far or with your previous, with your mage?
It was on my mage, and it was taking care of the quill bore there in the Barrens, just when you enter from Durotar over.
Yes.
It's the fact that, you know, I had to be super careful, and I was constantly spinning back and forth and everything else because I never knew when one was going to spawn behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it got a little bit of an adrenaline rush started there.
Nice. Okay. So with the leveling for your hunter, and admittedly, this question now, I think, has a much bigger impact because, you know, 7.3.5 dropped and, you know, scaling is a whole different thing for all of us. So for you with leveling, obviously you would have had a leveling path in mind. Now that things have changed, what are you going to do for leveling? Are you going to go a particular route that you want to do with the hunter?
I think I want to try to hit up to Ashen Vale as fast as possible. I want to get into the forest where, you know, things can hide behind trees, and I want to keep the challenge going. Like I said, I'm doing this because it is a challenge for me. So
yes. Yes. Challenges are good. Good fun. I'm just responding in chat to someone. Okay. So you've only had two toons. So one's died. And do you think that your death now, like for Stone and I, who have lost over the years, we've lost a few. Let's just say that.
Just a wee bit.
Probably a lot less to, you know, maybe some of the veterans. But anyway, how do you think that a death this time around, like, have you got a coping mechanism? Do you go to Disney Girl and you're like, I've just done this horrible thing? Or are you just going to be like, right, no, pick myself up, let's go? What's your thinking of if, and fingers crossed everything goes well, but how do you think you'll cope this time around?
If I die this time around, I'll do what I did last time. I'll fire up Fallout and shoot a lot of things.
Nice.
Get my frustration out and then start again.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good attitude. I think that certainly helps. I'm sure there's been many times that both Stone and I really would like, sometimes I think I'd like a punching bag just sort of over there. So I just, you know, just walk up and just be like, damn it. But yeah.
Well, kind of already have me, at least verbally, right? Because you just verbally assault me all the time, and now we have more people that have heard it and they know it's true. Anyways, carry on.
Yes, Stone. Mm-hmm. Sure, Stone. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what do you think LeGrayson would be now? A zone that could be really unfriendly to a WoW challenge tune. A lot of them now with scaling.
Yeah.
But is there something that you're just like, I'm not going to go here? You know, there's certain particular places you don't want to touch?
I think Stranglethorn Vale would be extremely bad for a challenge tune now, due to the sheer number of creatures that like to pop out of the jungle on a normal basis. It's going to be even worse now because you can't out-level them for a very long time.
Mm.
They're still going to be very much rip your face off when they see you.
Yeah, good point, actually. Plus, you've got stealth mobs as well.
Yeah, it's... Okay. Stranglethorn Vale is going to be very tough, and I'm probably going to avoid it and go elsewhere.
Yeah. I suppose that's a good thing. There is many other places that we can go, really. You know, there's a whole world of Warcraft that we can go to, but the zones, you know, gives us much more options. So, yeah. All right. So what advice, as someone who's fairly new to the challenges, what advice would you give to someone who wants to try a challenge tune?
My advice would to be very mindful of the respawn rates where you're at. Given that my first death was because I got overwhelmed. The mobs in particular were spawning very rapidly, and so I couldn't kill them fast enough to get past them. And if you notice that a quest is going to be too difficult to get to, drop it and move on. Don't try to force your way through.
Yes. I've still found there to be quests that I just won't touch. Not many so far, but yeah. Mm. Okay. All right. Well, that's a really good one, I think. And I don't know. I found a couple of mobs where I've been that have seemed to respawn a little bit faster. Stone, did you find that this week? Have you found any sort of respawn faster?
Only when I spotted more characters around, but generally, actually, where I was, there weren't really a whole lot of folks. Once in a while, it seemed like when I was on my mage, that I was still too low level, and everybody had already leveled up their other new tune past me. So, and everyone's trying to do the level 20 stuff, right? So. Or the new races, right? So because I wasn't at that point, I didn't have a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I would expect that to change when I get up into higher level.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. So LeGrayson, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
My week in WoW has actually been kind of fun, really. Although I did realize that, you know, I had been slacking off on getting my rep up with Argosian Reach and the Army of the Light a little too late in the game. When I found out what were the requirements for the new allied races were, I'm like, oh no, I can't do Alliance. Oh well. For those that don't know me, I'm a really diehard Horde guy, so...
That's why you guys get along so well. I guess I would consider myself bifactional, right? Is that the correct term, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like both sides. I will say that I rolled Horde first for my very first character. I went Horde because I thought they were cool. I could play an undead. How cool is that? Come on.
Let's just say with the announcement of it going to be Battle for Azeroth, things have gotten interesting around the house.
Oh my.
You are the diehard Horde person and
my wife is the diehard Alliance player in the house.
That makes it very interesting, I'm sure.
So I guess if you went to burn one of her plants, I guess you wouldn't really like that too much, eh?
Probably do that. Don't forget, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. Boy, is that true.
It's a little fun, you know. I'll walk by her and Alliance dog, and she'll snap back, you know, Horde scum. We're having fun with it.
Valentine's Day is going to be really interesting in your house. And that's not far away either. Oh, that's hilarious.
We recently celebrated our anniversary this year, too. And so, I bought a giant cookie cake for her, and we never did finish the whole thing. Too much chocolate.
There's never enough chocolate. There's never enough chocolate, man.
Enough chocolate.
But as far as my week in WoW, I went ahead and got my pre-order, so I have actually unlocked both my Horde Alliance races. And maybe when we get into that a little bit, I will let loose the news that Stone already knows that I found out about them. So I found something interesting about the Nightborn.
Oh.
Because I was very curious, you know, well, this is here. What happens?
Well, why don't you tell us?
So when you start a Nightborne race, there's portals there, and you can go. The portal to Shalaran is active at level 20.
Yes.
And so I went into it, and then I went into the terrace portal. Well, as soon as I got down off the tower, like, every hostile mob in the zone went boom. It is not phased. That's it amazing. Is not phased.
Nice. Okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know. Awesome. So I'm taking this was not going to become a challenge turn. This was just testing.
This was just testing. This was not a challenge to. This was a what happens if? And yep. Now I know you don't do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's very interesting to know. So, well, thank you for testing for us. So at least, you know, someone doesn't need to go try that now. So I did for a fraction of a second think about it. I was like, no, I just want to keep questing. So I didn't do it. Oh, awesome. Okay. Anything else in your week? What level's your hunter up to now?
I think 14 or 15. I have to go check again, to be honest.
That's all right. That's well done. So good luck with your hunter on the hunt. And your first person view. I cannot play games in first person. Yeah, no, it throws my whole vertigo.
I can play Overwatch, but that's a little bit different. I mean, it's in first person, but I don't find that to be as hard of a time than going first person in WoW. I mean, I've done it to get good screenshots, but I can't play. I cannot play like that at all. There's just no way.
Well, before I got into WoW, WoW was actually my first MMO too. Okay. Before I got into it, I was a diehard first person shooter game. And so when I first started playing WoW, I used to play it first person. And so this is kind of nostalgia for me to go back that way too. Wow.
Cool. So. Oh, well, that's good. I mean, you're used to it. Really good. I'm certainly.
And I will be streaming again. Hopefully I can get everything finished to actually start streaming again tomorrow on my challenge tune. So
cool.
Just so people can see what it's like to try to live the life of your character.
That's good. It's interesting. Definitely interesting. So, yeah, we wish you the best of luck with that. And let us know how you go. We'll keep an eye on you, definitely. Okay. Other than that, we've got...
I'm going to try to get Azzy in here. So we're doing things a little bit different. So we're not bringing people in, like we're not bringing people in quickly for, you know, the quick little things on, so that it doesn't mess up the video. So we're trying to bring them in through Discord and we're going to see how this works. So I'm going to give him a call and we will see if, because here's the thing too, is that we don't know if he is ready on his side. He should be ready. But he should be able to hear you. You should be able to hear him. It should work. In theory. Actually, not in theory. We tested this. It worked fine.
We did test it, yes. And it did work.
So we're trying to get Azzy in to do his pun. Actually, it'd be interesting. You know what I could do is that I could call Azzy. And I could... No, if I muted my side but left the call open, he wouldn't hear anything. He would just hear me talk, which is, he probably doesn't want to hear that at all. So, okay. So, as he's not picking up. Okay. Well, hold on. He's typing at me. Typing. I just see there. Azzy is typing.
I've already got one show title suggestion from Stir. So I've written that down for at the end of the show. So... I think there's slight bias, but you'll understand when we get to that later. Guru 42 likes your shirt to Le Grayson, which is cool.
Okay. Yeah, I have a story behind that maybe later. on where I got it.
Nice.
So he said that, like, he could hear us, but he couldn't, but we couldn't hear him because his mic, like, I couldn't hear him either because his mic is probably not set up with Discord. Okay, here we go. Let's try it again. So Discord, it's like it has, when it calls, hey, hello? There we go. How's it going?
Hello.
Push to talk helps, doesn't it?
Oh. Not Yay, that I've ever Azzy, done that, but yeah. Azzy, come on, man.
I've pushed to talk on when I'm raiding everything, and with Skype, yeah. I've just voice activated.
Yeah. So
yeah. Awesome. Why is Stone ignoring me? He normally ignores me, but he shouldn't.
I know. I wouldn't ignore you. Come on. Okay, Azzy.
All right, Azzy.
Lay it on us.
One day I'm going to tell a dirty joke and not tell you. But anyway, today is not that day.
Thank God.
Okay, so why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie? Because he was too far out, man.
Yep. Oh, good one, Azzy. Yep. That's gold.
That was pretty like good that. When I read that, it, I laughed.
Put that on a t-shirt and print it.
Yeah.
Nice. Gold. Gold.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Azzy.
You've got a Facebook. Oh, that's all right, buddy.
Good show, guys. Keep it going.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers.
See ya. Bye.
So that was pretty good. And that was actually good. Worked well. Good. It actually worked well. Yes. I'm so surprised.
Excellent.
Oh my God. Excellent. And this is something we tried out right before the show started. Because that's the time that you try that's out new things. About 20 minutes before showtime. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So we are going to get my soundboard because I actually have a soundboard.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
That's how we're doing it. Okay, news.
Sick. That worked. Okay.
Yes. I'm going to bring in Marg. We're going to announce the contest results. Yes. And as we're bringing him in, I'm going to just talk a little bit about it. Does he get a bumper? Man. Like, do you legit need a bumper for like a 5 minute, like not even it's a five? No, he was yelling too in chat too. He's like, "Do I get a bumper?"
I know. Well, he does say "oops, caps," but you know, it's like
no. I didn't see that. So the contest is over. Just before, I think Mark should be here. But okay, for the future, we do not have a tie this time, but. The tiebreaker for this one would have been who added their character to the contest on the website first. If you did it first, you would be ranked higher. Not the best way to do a tiebreaker, I agree. And for the future, what we are going to be doing, it requires a little bit more work, but we're going to hit the microphone because I'm pro. What we're going to do is set it so that the first person to reach a milestone. So like, let's say if the two characters were both at level 63, we'd say that the first person to reach level 60 would win that tie. And the reason why we're doing that is that because the achievement time on those is given to us by Blizzard. And it's in universal time. So it's nothing that we can fudge, you know, it's like nothing that somebody could log on first and all that stuff. Because, you know, we thought about, well, who, like, maybe we make it so that the first person that makes it to 63 first. However, because we check the characters only once in a while, they could potentially both get to 63 first at the same time. And we wouldn't know. Mm. So we're going to go check achievement timestamps if we get to a tie. And The issue that I would have is I would want to show the time on the contest site. That is a challenge for me because I don't know if we actually have sufficient space to show it well.
Yeah.
So, but I will deal with that on my side and we'll use that tiebreaker for the next time. So,
yeah.
Marg. Margathon?
Hey.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, Marg. Yay. Hey.
Go for it.
Right. So, I just want to say I never expected this contest to be as big as it was. I remember sending Stone an email saying, I hope we get 100 different entries. We blew that out of the water. So, yeah, in the contest, we had a death rate of 74%. That's about normal for a contest we've had in the past. So the most played race in the contest was human at 30%. And the least played, making up 10% of the entries, was gnome and worgen. I expected this because in the actual challenges, gnome, worgen, goblin, panda, they're usually really low played. I think that's because of the starting areas are unfamiliar. Yeah. So the most played classes, making up over 50% of the entries, was warlock and priest. Warlock 166, priest 165. The least played classes were druid and shaman, making up 15%. 36 shamans in all, in 697 entries.
Okay.
I think the warrior, I think, was the underachiever of the contest. The highest level achieved by a warrior was 33. The highest living was 22. So I overestimated the warrior going into this. I thought they'd be quite good, but they underachieved. So 0.8% of the entries got to 60 plus. That makes up 5 people in 697. People got to 60 plus. Now, of them 5 people, 3 of them died, and I just wanted to give them a shout out because I think getting to 60 plus is an achievement, especially in 735. So the first one is No Talents. That's Gymnophobia and Discord. They died at 60. Quayun died at 60, and Filani died at 65. So going into the top 10, we had Wasted Life, 32 Dwarf Rogue. I think they get the award for the most determined, known as Dr. Disrespect, he calls himself. He had upwards of 10 tries, and he got multiples in the 30s. He ended up getting a Dwarf Rogue to 32 in the end and coming 10th. So in at 9, we've got Iron Gib at 32 on an Undead Rogue. In at 8, we've got Astrana at 34 on a Blood Elf Mage. At 7, we've got Dead Scare at 36 on an Undead Priest. At 6, we've got Gamblin at 39 on a Human Warlock. At 5, we've got Famarok, 41 on a Dwarf Shaman. That's actually my team's partner, so well done to them.
Nice.
4, yeah, he got to there on a Shaman, so fair play to him. Number 4, we had Little Bit at 43 on a Gnome Priest. At 3, we have WTH Lag at 45 on an Undead Priest. Now, in at 2, we got Metal Milo. Tried to get there in the end, but got to 66 on a Dwarf Priest. And the winner is Cyanth, got to 68 on a Worgen Druid.
Wow.
And this is Lysan, who has won 2 previous contests. Yep. So that makes 3 out of 7 contests that they have won. So we've got some catching up to do in future contests if you want to.
Well, I think he did well, and I think there was a comment made that I kind of agree with, that, you know, he wasn't up there by himself for the whole time, right?
No,
which is good, which shows that should handicap him. that's not fair.
He won it legit.
And I think it speaks a little bit to the folks that are playing it, that there's more people playing and they have more skill to be able to,
especially with the new patch.
It's new patch for
everyone.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
We weren't sure. Like I wasn't sure if Lissan wanted, Lissan, right? Yes. Lissan. Lysan. Damn. I forget always how to pronounce the name because I'm bad. I'm a bad person. So I wasn't sure because his name wasn't like his normal names, right? So I wasn't sure if he wanted us to know. So that's why I didn't tweet about that stuff. But Lissan. I think I used to call him Lysan, but it's actually Lissan. So, anyways, I'm gonna stop talking. But well done. Yes, absolutely.
I really thought in two weeks. With the contest, that hitting 60 might have been an issue, but again, you just can look and see how many people have done so well. I know in 2 weeks there was no way I was going to hit that far, but the fact that these guys, blew it out of the water. 68 is awesome. Yeah. 66,
not even 1% of the contest got to 60 and above. It's a real good.
When you look at previous ones, right? He had reached. I'm just going to quickly. Oh, are you kidding? Don't do that now.
Yeah it's usually yes. around 80.
Yes,
around that.
And I'm going to look at the winners. So he has a arrow to. The knee contest winner was level 92. That was a hunter. So I don't know if that's really a good thing to check. But Pally's only. He was level 84. Okay. So when you compare that to where we are now, I mean, you can clearly see that leveling has slowed.
Slower. Yes. You'd say by about 25%.
Yeah.
Looking at those stats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. No. Amazing. Well done. And thank you, everyone. Like, it's been an awesome just seeing the amount of people taking part. And people like die and they get back on their horse. Well, up until a certain point, we're like, okay, well let's do it again. Let's try again. So good job, everyone.
700 basically attempts, right? That's
certainly
more than what I would have considered to be.
I remember saying I sent you that email for the contest rules, and I said I hope we get 100 people for this.
Well, I think of a success for us would be anything 80 and higher. So this kind of blew it away.
It's just amazing. Fantastic. Yeah.
And hopefully Blizzard. Sees people like playing this way. Put in a feat of strength, man. Put in a feat of strength.
I just want to thank all the people who got involved. It was you that made this contest a big success. I enjoyed watching it.
I'm gonna mute you. Okay, so we don't thank Stone ever. Thank you. So
not you, everyone who took part.
Wow, that is so bad. But thank you to everybody, because I thought he was saying me. But absolutely, I was gonna say no. We thank everybody for doing the contest. No, I'm the jerk. But yes, it's true. I'm the jerk. It's thank you all for your hard work, because.
An interesting contest. Thank you, Marg. Yeah. Thank you for that one. It was interesting. Let's not do that one again.
This actually, it was pretty good. I like that there was variation.
Yeah. Okay. Keep your eyes and ears open.
Absolutely. But thank you for that. And again, once again, to everyone. It was a lot of fun seeing where people got, and congratulations to Lisanne. Obviously, that's amazing. But for those that, you know, that got up there, it just, that's what you can do. That's the things that you can do. So well done. Okay.
So Lisanne is going to win a mount bundle. Generously sponsored by Alminia, and that this is when I stopped talking apparently. So the other thing I want to say is that we do have plans for another contest. We do have a date set, but I don't want to say anything because I feel like it's okay to say that, we feel good about having another one. Just we can't say when, because we don't like we kind of do know when, but we need to get closer to that point in case Blizzard decides to throw some stuff at us, like beta, stat squish, all that stuff, right? So, we will certainly have another one for sure. And I actually don't know what it is yet. So I'm actually looking forward to Marg's email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 6 days.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah. Next Friday. It's on the calendar.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thanks, well, man. Thank you for your work for keeping and part. And yelling at streamers and in their Twitch chats and on
getting everyone involved.
Yes, thank you.
And everyone know about the Iron Challenges.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Right. See you later.
Bye. As he said, he'll donate £50 to the next contest winner.
I don't know if that's a prize worth winning. Mm. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so rest of the news. Allied Races pre-orders went live on Tuesday, and Blizzard's finance servers blew up. I got charged twice on my credit card. Now the two charges are gone. So we'll see what happens, but basically everything should be fixed now. I think they're still sorting through some finance problems, and from what I understand, one person that I know got charged 11 times, but it all got removed, and now there's only the one charge, so it's all good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Blizzard will fix it. I mean, I know some folks are like, Blizzard, but I have the faith that they're going to do something right. I actually got an email response to my ticket about my achievements that it was an actual person this time, not a form letter. So that's why it's like it reinvigorates my love of Blizzard, and that they will do the right thing. So hopefully if you guys got messed up with the financial stuff, it'll be sorted soon. So new Allied Races, we've added them to our website. You can do the High Mountain Torn, Lightforged, Draenei, Nightborn, and Void Elf. They will all start at level 20. So when you create the character, you must take off the green gear ASAP. Otherwise, you will be flagged. I will be tweaking the code a little bit every once in a while, just because code should be good. It's just, I always tweak. I'm a tweaker. So this is, okay, so Grayson, this is how we, like, we're a clean tag show. But I always like to just kind of push it, so I won't swear. I just kind of, see how far I can go. Bloodthirsty characters. There is a quest. We've tested this out on High Mountain Torn and Nightborn. You get a quest to take you from your first zone into Org. You do not need to take the quest. It is not required. It will not be added to the exception list. So you can, as soon as you make a bloodthirsty character, just run around and grab the portal and you're off. So you do not need to take the quest. It will count. We have not tested this on Alliance. The assumption is that they're the same. If somebody wants to confirm that, that would be great. And it would be good if I had the chat up too. Nope, that's not the chat. This is the chat. There we go. And worst case, to be honest, if you do get credited for the quest for something, I can add it and it'll come off your quest count. So it's fine. So you don't need to freak out or anything, but if it does count, let me know. Okay. But don't do it on your Bloodthirsty unless you have to get out of the zone, but, try it out on Alliance to see how it goes. So, we did ask last week about what everybody thought about Death Knights, Demon Hunters, and Allied Races into the main list and how they should be handled. And overall, the general consensus was that they should be on separate lists because Allied Races start at level 20. They also start with green gear, even though they have to take off the green gear. So what we've done is Death Knights and Demon Hunters will stay on separate lists. So they have their own lists. Allied Races are on a conglomerated list, so you will only find Allied Races there. And when they add more Allied Races, they should hopefully go there too, because I hope Blizzard would make them also level 20. Because if they don't, I don't want to make it like, oh, this is the Allied Race list for level 20. And then, oh, this is the Allied Race list for like level 30. That would be silly. So,
you know, that's possible.
No.
Say it.
No. Okay. Iron teams. So the decision was I made the decision that Allied Races should be fair game for Iron teams so that we only have one list, because Iron teams get locked in at level 20 anyways. And your race, your new races start at level 20, so yeah. I don't think it's that big of a deal for people to, because technically people can level up separately up to level 20 and then join a team, right? So it's the same deal. So you don't have to level up. As long as you follow the rules where you're not wearing green gear and all that stuff, as long as you can get up to level 20, then you can join a team and you're good to go. So these new races are the same deal where go create the character, but as soon as somebody hits like level 21, your team's locked and you can't add or remove anybody. And if people get flagged or killed, the whole team is gone. And I think that's it. And this news item is nothing. It's just a placeholder. I mean, I could try to say it. We might get dinged for our clean tag.
That's okay.
Okay. So that's it.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's good information to know. So thank you for that. And everyone who is trying out the new ones, once again, good luck. That's it's nice to have something a little bit new without, adding massive amounts to what we've already got. So it's good to see. Okay, so let's go on to the state of the challenges for this week. So let's see how we've gone. So Irons, here we go. We've got Thalani at 65, died. Metal Milo is 65. Cyanth is 68. Ivoltandra, I know who that is 68. 5 years is 72, red flagged for 2 uncommon slots were equipped. Okay. Iron Morco hit 76. Zaya Blue hit 81. Hi, Zaya. Never Died Rage hit 107. Never Died Pi hit 108. And look at this. Marg Hope hit 108. Never Died. It's got 2. Ooh, well done. Okay. McGrayson, who have we got for Bloodthirsties, please?
For Bloodthirsties, we got at number 10, Tidal Soul at 36. Number 9 is Blood Rager with 36. At number 8 is Murloc at 38, and I'm wondering how they got that past the name changes. number 7 is Iron Grinder L at 56. Number 6 is Soul Shot at 73. Number 5 is Soul Shield at 77. Number 4 is Marg Blood at 77. Number 3, 5 Twist at 83. Number 2 is Genetics at 89. And number 1 is Bloody Boz at level 90.
Nice.
Well done. Nice. Okay, Pacifist. Let's have a look. We've got Passive 4 hit 36. Firelick hit 44. Illogical hit 48. And what's that, Russian?
That is Russian. Why can't you say that?
I can't. Would butcher it, even though you've got
Nelogichny.
Yeah, no. Illogical is what it means. That's awesome. Good name. I like that though. All right, Maggie hit 52. 5 Open Palm hit 75. Sneaky Boz hit 83. Huey Hamster hit 93. 5 Curmudgeon hit 94. Harry Up hit 97. And Never Died PCI hit 102. Look at that. We've got multiple Never Dieds, multiple Margs, multiple Nieces, multiple Buzzes, and multiple Vibes. What a week. Awesome. Okay. It's exciting. There's no Snuffle Tips.
There's no Snuffle Tips this week.
It's not there. It's not there. I know. I was looking. Okay. Tins, what have
We got LB5 is level 41, Iron Grimmy is 44, Iron Overlay is 50, Thor Gus is 60, Mosanti, because I'm going to pronounce the J as an I, is level 60, Iron Cash is level 72, Sansa Stark is level 86. Sansa is also my favorite character now because of the last few episodes of Game of Thrones. Anyways, Wayne Hunt is level 88. Iron T-Wind is level 100. And, I mean, when I saw... She typed this in chat, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Emily got red flagged at level 105 for accidentally equipping 3 rare items. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. When she typed that in chat, I was like, oh no.
Oh yeah. We all were just heartbroken for her. Absolutely.
I was not happy. I feel really bad for her. Cause I've done that, just not that high. I've done that at 61 or something, being silly.
Yeah.
So
Oh, commiserations. Wow. We've had a few this week. So looks like accidental equipping of things has happened to a couple, which is not good. But yeah. Well done to everyone who's still alive and still going. And obviously commiserations to those we lost. Okay. It's that time. Stone.
Okay. Here we go. This is where everybody goes to sleep. Sorry, because I'm Canadian, so I gotta say sorry for everything. Yeah. This is when I play the bumper.
Question time with Lita and Stone.
There we go. See? You don't freak out. You just go with the flow, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So this is our chill out time. All right. Questions from Discord. Benji Bump wants to know. Changing personnel before level 20 could potentially red flag the team, other than the warlock scenario. Are there other examples where this could apply?
Not that I know of. So he's asking, with Iron Teams, if you were to have a team at like level 15 and you had a warlock and you use the warlock's health stones, which is allowed on a team. If you got rid of the warlock and put in a different class of character, then you could be red flagged because you no longer have a warlock on your team, yet you've used the health stone. So you would be flagged. Because remember, you can change your teammates up until you hit level 21. I can't think of other examples, but I'm sure maybe that they might come up in the future. Poor LeGrayson. It's like, what in the world is going on? Lita, laugh first.
Sure.
I win. Okay. Sure. LeGrayson, could you please read the next question?
From Tuba Noodle in Discord. Hey, I have a couple of questions about Iron Teams. First, can a team consist of people from different realms? Like, say I'm on Silverhand and my teammates are on Wormrest Accord. Would that work?
Yes.
Second, can I have multiple teams? I'd like to run one team with my boyfriend and a friend of ours, and another team with my best friend so things don't get too overly messy as far as schedules go. But I was wondering if that was possible.
Yes and yes. So yes, you can have your teammates on different realms as long as you're in the same region. So all of US and all of EU, they're separate, but any realm within them is all good. You can be on up to 5 active teams with different characters. You cannot add the same character to multiple teams, but you can have up to 5 characters on 5 different teams. So you're not just stuck to one team. If you want to play different teams with different people, go for it. No problem. Lita, could you take this question from the chat room, please?
Okay, I will. This is from Crystal in our chat room. Okay, I have one thing for questions, but I'm lagging behind like 10 minutes, so I hope I'm not too late. Question. Can you discuss letting allied races be added to the main list of Bloodthirsty? Level 20 is such a small fraction of 1 to 110, 120 journey, and Bloodthirsties are allowed green gear anyways.
It is a small fraction, but it's still 20 levels that you could potentially die that you get to skip. So I don't feel like it's the same. It's not quite the same. I do have a question from Eli. Can I get an authenticator to make my backpack bigger? Yes. Authenticators are good for all characters. Even Irons, Bloodthirsties, passives.
You're a captain general. Is an awesome thing to have. Just remember, you have to link your mobile or a contactable number. It's not just the authenticator. Thank you, LeGrayson.
Even
yes.
LeGrayson has one. I have yes. one on my phone as well.
Okay. I've dongle. Yeah, it's
some okay.
There's the old dongles.
Oh, you use those? I didn't know that you used them. I never had them before they came out on my phone. Once they released the phone app, I was all like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
If you lose one of those or it dies, it becomes very painful. I had a chihuahua that ate my first dongle, and I had to spend a month getting my account unlocked.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Man, that's rough. See, even from the phone, it gives you a code to say if you ever need to change phones or something and you want to use the same authenticator app, type in this big long code. So I have that recorded somewhere else, right? My dog ate my dongle. That could be a show title. Yep, I agree, Ezzy. So yeah, more, and I just want to go back a little bit more to Crystal's question, because that needs more of an answer that of me just being mellow. Okay, I can't suitably answer that being trying to be like, no, I don't think they should be able to. But okay, basically, yes, they all wear green gear. And I guess the only difference would be level 1 to 20, right? Or level 1 to 19. But people die, right? And people do die. Whoa, I'm hitting stuff. I'm being active with my hands. Jazz hands.
Oh, jazz hands.
Yeah. But basically, yeah. Oh, she's doing coffee.
Coffee is my blood.
Okay, there we go. And because that's the thing now, if she starts doing that, I got to play the thing. So basically 1 to 20 is not a, I mean, in the whole thing, yes, it's far. One to 20 is not a big deal in the grand leveling scale, but it is a big deal when you compare yourself to other people that have to level up between 1 and 20. I kind of have a feeling Crystal wants to be like, I want to be on that main list, but there is an allied list, right? Because he really likes to play free to play, right? So he plays where he does like everything he possibly could do with a free to play account. And this is getting like achievements and all that stuff, which is pretty cool. But overall, Allied races being included on that main list, I don't think so. It's a matter of time that you need to spend, and a matter of danger, because as much as people will say, well, it's just easy, you just need to relax and, you know, pull small, well, I mean, then you can level up normally, I guess. I think it's too much of a gap.
Well, like Stir said, 1 to 20 is not given.
Yes.
Patch. Like there is, it's not one that you go and go, well, I'll get to 20. It's easy to get to 20.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
it's quite difficult sometimes just getting to level 10. So, you know, it's one of those things, but, good question, though, Crystal. Thank you for the question. Mm-hmm. That's good. Look, Grayson, did you have something you wanted to say? No? All good?
I don't think so. Did he? I don't know.
What is...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah, he might be having issues.
Okay, one news item that actually we didn't talk about that we should have, and I didn't put it up in the notes, is that Love is in the Air, apparently. Love is in the air. Okay, so I updated the blog for what we had last year, and I went through everything to see what had changed this year. Just really quickly, because I'm going to go based off of the blog post. Why are things going so slow?
Well, there is no difference.
So there's no real big difference. You can do all quests. Bloodthirsties cannot do any quests. So, Bloodthirsties. Lovely cards are not allowed. Love tokens can be spent on things. However, keep in mind that box of chocolates and anything that's a cologne or perfume is not allowed. Dresses and suits, they are still white. slash common. So they are allowed. I would not leave them on just in case if Blizzard decides to make them green for whatever reason. You never know. Because if you get flagged from it, I'm not flipping it. The 5-man instance to go get your big love rocket. You know the big love rocket that I have because it's big and it's a love rocket. It's pink too. It's not allowed. Lita does not have the big love rocket. Look at her face. Collecting charms. You are allowed to collect charms for achievements, pets, mounts, and items if you want, except for pacifists, because you can only collect the charms by getting credit for kills. So, yeah.
Even then, it might be every 3 to 5 kill before you get a charm. Yes,
so don't, yeah, you're going to get flagged. And thank you to Wowhead for letting us use their graphics. It's awesome. Yeah, so other than that, I guess thank you to our mods in both Discord and Twitch, because you guys help us out with a whole lot of stuff. Because if you weren't there, I mean, by this time, I would be like flipping the table and that's it. Done. So... you guys help a whole lot. Thank you all very much. I'm gonna ring out the names. I'm gonna go thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Stir, and Zortz. They're in alphabetical order. And no, Azzy, you can't be a mod because you're gonna like ban everybody. He's gonna ban everybody, man. Yeah. But you're gonna ban everybody, and that's no fun. So, this is now the part where we talk about the... Where is it here? Okay, Iron Elite. There is something, actually, I wanted to make an offer to anybody that's Iron Elite. I did post this up in Discord. If you need a tank for a really quick queue for Love is in the Air, like either Horde or Alliance. On Horde, I'm not that great, but it's still a tank and I can do a job. I did it a couple times for Lita. Let me know, and we'll try to work out a good time. I think the DPS queue isn't that long, but you know, if you want to hammer some stuff out, let me know. Okay, if you see me online and go, hey man, can you like tank for me? If I can, I will for sure. Grab me on the Iron Elite channel. Cool. This week we actually got a new Iron Elite, Lycan. Thank you very, very much, sir. Lycan, I still consider him Pwncast. I mean, he doesn't podcast anymore, but, you know, I still consider him to be a podcaster. So, you know, Lycan, I got to meet him. Just to be able to share drinks and stuff is pretty cool at BlizzCon because, you know, I love the drinks, so... Lycan, thank you very, very much for your help.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Okay, and I had something else in my head, and I'm squirreling, and I need to not squirrel. So, thank you for everybody that supports us through PayPal, Twitch, or Patreon. Thank you to Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Broxamar, Bivel77, Denny, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Illy, Calamoon, Cashbringer,
An Anonymous Koala,
Lycan, Margathon, Never Died, Nisi, Sir Thomas, Summerlin, Stir, Swingcat, which is Furton, Tully Birdine, Olminia, and Zaya. I actually got through that without having a problem. I think that's the first time. Thank you all very much. It definitely helps out. I'm not going to talk about that. Okay. That's it for the show. Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We will have another show next week, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yes. Saturday, February the 10th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is Sunday, February the 11th, 10 a.m. Lita time, which is 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is not the same as Lita time, which is 12 a.m. GMT. There you go, Marg. And 1 a.m. Central European time. We will be joined by Alminia. Has thankfully said yes. I proposed to him.
Did you?
That he should come on the show, and he said yes. It's a stray. No. I was trying to. No, it was no good. It was no good. It's bad, bad. Look, Grayson, thank you for coming on and dealing with this nonsense, sir.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's just I had to switch over to the Windows 10 client in the end, which doesn't allow me to do the cool green screen effect. Oh, so
well, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
I like your response when Stir asked what's behind the curtain. The four-year-old mess. That's good.
Yes. I have a four-year-old whirling dervish of a son, so.
Yes, and he's gorgeous. He's such a cutie pie. All right, so do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
You can get me on Twitter at LeGrayson. I stream at twitch.tv/LeGrayson. You can get my show at Chaos Portal Show on Twitter, or our site is at warcraft.chaosportalshow.com. We have a interesting show in that we deliberately brave the forums every time we go. We're not scared of the forums. Oh my goodness. We even have a very special room for all those little QQ statements that go out there. It's called the Whiny Room.
It's a lot of good fun. So, absolutely. All right, and we will have that information up on the website with the episode. So if people aren't sure where to find you, and obviously if they want to see you streaming your Hunter in on Twitch, that would be good. First person view, people. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, check that out. All righty. Where you can find us. So we are worldchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. And you can tweet us on the tweeters @wowchallenges. Can I just add thank you to everyone who put the #WowIronContest for the contest. Lots of great photos. So thank you for doing that. Discord server is discord.wowchallenges.com, as well as our Facebook page is facebook.com/wowchallenges. You can check out the videos over on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one at the end there. And don't forget, come catch us live every week on twitch.tv/wowchallenges. So you can find me. I am on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LEETAWOW, as well as my other shows, Behind the Avatar. Yes, it is back.
Yeah.
And Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. We do that one as well. Stone, where can we find you?
Find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone. Stone grasp. If you guys have a clean tag, I will push that. I mean, I'm not going to swear. I'm not swearing here, but, you know, I'm going to. How far can we go? As well as another podcast I'm on called Adventures in Azeroth, something that I do with that one over there. Yeah. And, yes. And then this is the part where I do all my big, long thank yous, because this is what I want to do. So. We do record a live show on Twitch. We try to record it every week. There's sometimes where we don't because life happens. But if you're here, I just wanted to, you know, give you guys a very quick shout out and thank you for coming here to watch and chat with us and ask questions and listen to my crap. Because crap's okay to say. So thank you to Boz, Loa, Lita, Nisi, Stir, Wow Challenges, that's me, Zorts, Captain Doby, Crystal, F2P, I guess I should say free to play, but, Darrow Nog, oh, he just went offline, dang it, D Dreven, Dracozo, LB, okay, Froggy2, Guru, Gymnophobia, oh, this is Ling Ling. Awesome. Because they use a small I, and then because it gets capitalized, so it makes it look like it's a small L. It's pretty cool. On Warcraft, I was watching their character. So Eli, Iron Azzy, LeGrayson, hey, thanks for being in the Twitch chat too, man. Mad Libs, Kayun, Slick Slater, Serious something, dude. Okay, the Gold Queen. Whoa, the Gold Queen. Tiber, aka Tiber. Tuli Bardeen. Hi, Tuli. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Hey, Tuli.
Olminia, Virgo Praz, WoW 5 Iron, and Zeptimus. Zeptimus has been in our chat for quite a while, and I wonder if that's another bot. I'm not sure. I wonder if Faegwen has changed its name to Zeptimus. I'm curious. Not sure. Anyways, thank you all for sitting here and listening while we record live. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And we just want to give, before we sign off, we just give a couple of last shout outs to some people who have helped us out immensely. First one is Markonen for our intro. I still love that intro every time I hear it. So if you want to check him out, you can find him on Twitter at MarkonenWow. And he is also part of the Tauren Think Tank team with Jules over there. But also to Epic Insanity for our outro, which we are very thankful. Friend Epic of he is awesome. So check him out at Epic_Insanity, and you can find him on Twitter as well as his other shows, which is Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. So again, thank you guys for helping do those two things that just make it a little bit more fun. So we appreciate that. Other than that, everyone, thank you, chat room. Thank you, LeGrayson. It's been a great show, lots of fun. So thank you for hanging around with us, everyone. Have a good week. Commiserations, of course, but good luck, everyone, with your challenge tunes. All right, have a great week.
Peace.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.